You know, when you're sitting on that couch, you know you're sitting where Elvis sat. You know, it's the only place to sit.
In his career as a guitarist, singer, and producer, David Rawlings has always kept one ear toward the past. And when Dave made his debut album as a frontman, he went to RCA's Studio B in Nashville, where he'd recorded before with Gillian Welch, and where some of the greats recorded back in the day. The Everly Brothers, Chet Atkins, and of course, Elvis. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. You might know David Rawlings best as the longtime musical partner of Gillian Welch. Or you might even know him from his work with Old Crow Medicine Show, Bright Eyes, Ryan Adams, and Robin Hitchcock. But late last year, Dave released his first record in his own name, The Dave Rawlings Machine, A Friend of a Friend. The new disc features Dave's signature flat pick guitar, and a lot of his usual gang make appearances, like Gillian and members of Old Crow Medicine Show and Bright Eyes. So even though Dave is fronting the group on this one, it's still very much a collaboration among friends. But Dave told me that, ironically, when he first got into music, it was solo singer-songwriters that really did it for him.
I didn't start playing guitar until I was 16, so I had sort of a pretty long musical life before that that didn't involve the guitar, that just involved loving music
loving
and songs.
And
you know, when I was really young, I just liked story songs and folk songs where I'd hear them here and there on the radio. You know, it was sort of harder pre-internet to find stuff deeply, but you know, I'd hear a certain kind of song, like maybe a Jim Croce song or like The Gambler by Kenny Rogers or something that had a story to it, and they would stick in my head. So I knew I liked that. And then around about when I was maybe 13 or 14, my father actually called me into the one summer. I were up at this little cabin on a lake, and he's like, Dave, you got to come here and hear this song with all these words. And I ran in the house, and it was Subterranean Homesick Blues, which is the first time I ever heard a Bob Dylan song. And my dad, I guess when he was young, you know, in the early 60s, he'd been a Dylan fan. So then I bought him Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits and promptly stole it maybe a day or two later.
Ruby, let down your golden hair where I'm standing at the bottom of your stairs. Ruby, well, I can see your TV on, but the people there, they flicker and they're gone. So let down your golden hair for me tonight. Let down your golden hair for me to climb, just like in old time telegraph man. Well, I came here with a simple job to do.
When we first worked in RCAB was when they, the Country Music Hall of Fame, which owned the studio, it would sort of, they were running tours through it, which they still do. But they were building a new Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, which they got built, and which is a wonderful facility. But all their energies were sort of there, round about 2000. And we asked, well, could Gillian and I maybe rent that studio while you guys are, you know, you can still run tours in the day, and then we'll work in the evenings. And they said, sure. There wasn't any equipment, so we moved all our studio equipment in, and that's when we made Gillian's Time the Revelator record in that time period. But as I was laying all the cables out and putting things through the troughs, you know, in the control room, there's these, you know, it's sort of a raised floor, and then there's these troughs that the cables run in. And in the troughs, I see, like, some rhinestones. Which, you know, there's some old Nashville country music history right there. You know, who's in the control room in Studio B in 1962 with rhinestones on their clothes that are falling off and getting down in the troughs?
I hear the crying of the hungry in the deserts where they're wandering. Hear them crying out for heaven's own benevolence upon them. Hear destructive power prevailing. I hear fools false the hailing to the crooked wits of tyrants when they call. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all. I hear the sound of tearing pages and the roar of burning paper. All the crimes and acquisition turned to air and ash and vapor, and the rattle of the shackled far beyond emancipators, and the lowliest who gather in their stalls. I hear them all, I hear them all, I hear them all.
The Dave Rawlings Machine with I Hear Them All and Ruby. The album is A Friend of a Friend. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.